Hey, I'm Michaela Lafrac, the host of Vermont Edition. The podcast you're about to listen to has been edited for clarity and brevity. Enjoy. Jazz musicians from around the region and the country are traveling to Burlington for the 41st Burlington Discover Jazz Festival. It's an annual event that celebrates Vermont's jazz traditions. Each year, there is a guest curator, and this year, it is Addie Oasis, who joins us now fresh off of a plane from New York. Addie, welcome.
Hi.
We're so glad to have you with us. Addie is a French Caribbean, Brooklyn-based soul, funk, and R&B artist and producer. Her latest album is called Lotus Glow. We are also joined by Jay Wall, the executive director of the Flynn Center in Burlington, which puts on this jazz festival every year. Welcome back to the show, Jay.
Thank you. We're so glad to be here.
Yes, I should also note that the Flynn is a Vermont Public underwriter. Jay, kick us off with a brief overview of the jazz festival for the uninitiated.
The uninitiated. Well, this is a Vermont legacy and legend, and the Flynn is so honored to be a part of it, to be able to produce it, to bring it every year. It's our 41st year, and it's something really special. We highlight things like high school bands from around the state. We have 35 high school bands that play free on Church Street, and it's just magical. It's a way that we honor the legacy of this particularly authentically true American art form that, you know, brings us together. We want to honor the legacy of that music. We want to honor its future. Jazz has a lot of things in it, and it's going a lot of places and a lot of sounds that make it. So we invite a curator every year to help us understand different perspectives about what the music can be, how it moves us, how it shapes our lives, how it forms our culture. And so Addie this year brings a really special perspective. She's magical, and we're so honored to be able to have her kind of perspective on what jazz can be, how it brings us together. And that's what you're going to see on stages. And of course, most of it is free. So if you're here me, there is free music you can come to. The waterfront, particularly, you know, just come down with your family and have a good time.
Great. Well, Addie, tell us a little bit about what you wanted to bring to the festival this year.
Well, first, I'm so honored to be here. I've been falling in love with Burlington with every small trip I've taken here. So, I mean, to echoing what Jay said, like kind of showing my perspective of where jazz is today, where I believe it's going. And more importantly, like showing good performances, just giving people a good time and you know, giving them a sonic experience, but also a visual experience and just an experience that they can share with other people. We all could use a good time and some smiles these days.
Mm. I agree with that. Well, Jay, one of the elements of this year's Jazz Festival is a tribute to a legendary musician, Joe Moore. Can you tell us a little bit about him and this tribute?
Yeah, we, on Sunday, free at City Hall Park in Burlington, we're going to honor Joe Moore. Joe Moore is a saxophone artist who made his life here and played with many people, but he played every one of the 40 jazz festivals to date. And so, sadly, we lost him just a few months ago, kind of a giant in this town for music. He actually played last year on Myra Flynn's show, and then he played his own show on Main Street. And so we kind of really want to honor that legacy, how he's always brought us together. And we're bringing in a lot of people who've played with him through the years to really do a beautiful tribute to him on this 41st year, which will be the first jazz festival without him. So it seems fitting that we are able to honor his legacy with a whole local lineup. Pork Tornado will be there. Dwight Nicole will be there. The All Night Boogie Band will be there. Myra will be singing and really trying to lift up this legend and keep his spirits alive through the 41st Jazz Festival.
Myra Flynn, who also, of course, wears many hats at Vermont Public here as well. Addie, who are some of the artists that you are most excited to hear and to work with during this jazz festival?
Oh, it's pretty impossible. I'm really equally excited to see all of them. Robert Glasper is a big highlight because he's the most predominant modern jazz artist today. He has, like, I don't know, 1,000 Grammys, and he's under 50 years old. So can you imagine where his legacy is going? So I feel like to have him at Burlington will be something that will always be remembered because he stands to be one of the greats forever, right? In jazz. I mean, I'm excited also about, I think we say Seun Kuti or Sean Kuti. I'm not sure. I will ask him. I'm excited to meet him so I can ask him how to pronounce his name finally properly. He'll be on Saturday night. And the opening night as well is very dear to me. We have a celebration of Black female and vocalists in jazz, and we have Melanie Charles and Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. And I just love that we're opening the door of this week with these two great women.
Jay, are there any overlaps between the Jazz Festival and Pride Month, which is also this
year? What a great question. I want to give that to Addie, because Addie has really asked for the festival this year to really honor queer voices and has really made them front and center. And in the jazz community, that isn't always the case. And so I feel very, very grateful to Addie for making sure that voices that aren't always heard are center stage, where they often, where they should be. So Addie, how do you feel about Pride Month?
I mean, it is Pride Month, and queer artists, queer people have always been present in jazz. And especially when you think of the history of jazz and where the United States culturally was at the time, it wasn't really something that people were comfortable sharing, that, whether they were queer, homosexual, whatever, gay, or like different, or trans, or I think back on those times and imagine how many people just didn't really share their true selves because it wasn't okay at the time. So today it is, and you can be a jazz artist and be queer and be proud of it. And this is Pride Month. So we have some artists that identify as queer that are performing, and we could not be more excited about it.
I mean, Big Frida.
Big Frida, who is an actual, a legend in the world of music for me in general. Duran Bernard, who's also incredible.
Can you tell us about Big Frida for those who haven't heard?
So if you guys have, Big Frida is from New Orleans, which is like one of the main, most important cities for jazz in America, right? So that legacy, just carrying somebody that's from New Orleans to me and that makes music, you automatically have such an impactful voice. And she is... I don't know how to categorize her music.
She calls herself the queen of bounce, which is sort of interesting. She really wants you to move. And you better get up and you better shake it. And twerking is part of her repertoire. Yeah. And there's such energy. It just pours off the stage.
It's all positive, and it's just exciting, and it's infectious. And I have had the opportunity of opening for her in the past, and I'm just so excited to get to share the stage with her again. I'm a huge fan.
Wow. I'm very excited for that one. I remember first being introduced to her music through Queen Beyoncé on her Lemonade album. She had a starring spot.
She's in You Won't Break My Soul and in Renaissance,
Yes.
And then after Big Frida performs at the waterfront, we're all going to head down back to the Flynn for our Hot Butter Night, which is where we turn a space at the Flynn into a full-on gay club. Yeah. And the illustrious Blacks, who are kind of really cool underground New York Afrofuturist queer
DJs.
Party DJs, they will keep you moving.
And they're my friends, and that's especially finishing the night with their party is, to me, that is our pride night. Like, that really is like how we you celebrate, and we're showing how you can do both. You can do jazz and you can do queer at the same time.
What's interesting is we start, as Addie said, with opening night really honoring Black women and their voices. We have a panel about the role of Black women in jazz on Thursday that Addie will be part of, along with Melanie Charles and Lady Ray. Then on Friday night, we really celebrate Pride. And then on Saturday night, we really go into a global perspective with Sean Cootey and his band, his father's band, Egypt 80.
Mm-hmm. And all of these are things that sort of represent who I am. And I was, I'm so grateful to be invited, and that Jay was just really wanted to have my perspective. And I think all of these things are like what represent me and what I think are important to share. So thank you for letting me share my vision.
And Jay, tell us a little bit more about the logistics of the event. I know you said many of these events are free. Just walk up, you'll stumble upon some concerts in the street. What are the ones that you do need to have tickets for?
For all information, go to flynnvt.org. It shows you all the free shows, shows you where a lot of local bars have bands. We've listed them too, what's happening on Church Street. The only thing you need a ticket for would be opening night with Cecile McLaurin-Savant and Robert Glasper on Sunday. Everything else is free. We want you to come. We don't want there to be any barriers to the music. That's so important. We want to celebrate families coming together and being together.
Yeah, families. I brought my baby here. So you can bring yours too.
Fan of jazz yet? Does your baby bop along?
Yeah, she plays the percussion and she just started slapping the bass. I'm sort of joking, but not. I mean, she's only 8 months, but she loves to, like, she loves the instruments already.
Start of young.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But yeah, you'll see Addie with her family. And that's partly what this festival has always been, is a place for people to come together with their family and celebrate togetherness. And that's what jazz does. I mean, that's just, it brings us together.
Yeah, that's what that's why it was created.
Well, Jay Wall with the Flynn Center, Addie Oasis, the guest curator for this year's Discover Jazz Festival. Thank you both so much for joining us and telling us about it.
Thank you. And
thank you.
We hope to see you there.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there. It's going to be an exciting couple of days here in Burlington.